From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1028th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Marty Robbins.
Cap and gown, you'll be so pretty in your cap and gown, but I'll imagine it's a wedding gown. On our graduation day, on your head, you're gonna wear a graduation ring, but I'll imagine it's a wedding ring. On our graduation day, when they sing the alma mater, I will sing along. But a voice deep down inside me will sing the wedding song. I love you, and if my graduation wish comes true, what I imagine you'll imagine too, on our graduation day, when they sing the alma mater, I will sing along. But a voice deep down inside me will sing the wedding song. I love you, and if my graduation wish comes true, what I imagine you'll imagine too, on our graduation day.
Marty Robbins and Cap and Gown, one of Marty's latest Columbia records. Welcome, Marty. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you very much, Grant, and a great big welcome to all the folks out there that have joined us here for the fun and frolic. We've got a terrific audience with us tonight, and the old Ryman is packed and jammed with people from all over United States of America, Canada, and Texas. Mighty glad to have it. Might say we've got a great show lined up for everybody. Isn't that what you'd say, Grant?
Well, I would for a fact. Besides Marty, folks, we've got a whole host of entertainers. Topped off with Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell and
Chet Atkins.
Yeah, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And featuring as our special guests, those three boys that do such a grand job of singing, the Glazer Brothers. We'll be hearing from the Glazers in just a few minutes, friends, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce the funny man from Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell!
Hey, Marty, how are you? Hey, Marty, how are you?
Good to see you, Archie.
Glad to see you, boys. Everything all right?
Yeah, Archie.
Funniest thing happened on the way up here tonight, I hope.
Yeah.
I stopped down here at the corner, and there was three cars, and there are two big cars, two big limousines, and one little sport car.
Yeah.
Stand there waiting for the light to change, and these two big cars got to talking to each other. You know how cars will do.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
This one big car looked at the other and said, "Say, have you seen my new transmission?" This other limousine looked over and said, "No, but have you noticed my new drive shaft?" This little sports car said, "You wait till that red light changes, and I'll show you both my rear end."
Hey, what's going on here? Way you turn tootin'.
And I finally got around the corner here, and I was going, trying to get to the Ryman, and I started up this one-way street, and there was a woman coming, going the wrong way.
They'll do it every time.
These women drivers. So she come right on up and knocked my bumper off, the car, that is. And she jumped out crying. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry, mister. It was all my fault." I said, "Lady, it was not your fault. It was my fault." I said, "I saw you coming a block away. I had plenty of time to jump out and climb a telephone pole."
All right.
Then I finally got my car parked, and I decided to cross the street and finally get here. Just as I started to cross the street, some guy went by and run right smack dab over me. He run on about 30 feet, and he stuck his head out the window. He said, "Watch out there, buddy." I said, "Why, you coming back?" Telling you the truth, Marty, I've had bad luck seems like all my life. I've always had tough luck. To start off with, I was born. I think that's when it happened right there. I was born at a very early age. I was born when I was a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been supporting myself ever since I was a little baby. 3 years old. When I was 3 years old, I started supporting myself. I crawled to a baby show and won first prize. And then I started growing up, and then things started happening. They always said I was an ugly baby. In fact, they thought that maybe that they had left the stork and took the baby back. My pappy was so upset when I was born, Marty, that he had the stork arrested for smuggling dope. Hey, that's a hard one to get out, ain't it? Then I grew up, Marty, and the sad part of my life was at the tender age of 32. At the tender age of 32, I was left an orphan. And what am I going to do with an orphan? I took it back. Then I went home to stay with Mama. Been there ever since. I saw my poor old Mama the other day, and I looked at her, and I said, Mama, I said, you've been supporting me for 38 years now. I said, now you go out and do something for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I finally grew up, Marty, and got better looking every day, and today I spend my time running around with pretty women. No problems whatsoever.
Well, I tell you, Archie, now I got a little problem.
Huh?
You might be able to help me with
it. Be glad to help you out any way I can.
Little movie star problem.
Yeah.
Going out with a lot of them lately.
You going out with movie stars?
Yeah, last night I was out with Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
And the night before that I was out with Jane Russell.
Yeah.
Tonight I got a date with Marilyn Monroe.
And you got a, what in the world is your problem?
Well, movie stars, man. I'm in a rut.
Well, move over. I'm getting in there with you.
You don't say.
Oh, goodness, Archie. I don't know how in the world you get yourself into so much trouble, but I will say one thing, partner. You deserve it. Which brings us down to guest time right now, so let's give a great, big, grand old Opry welcome to three boys who really deserve it, the Glazer Brothers! Oh, welcome, boys, to the grand old Opry.
Well, thank you, Marty. It's a real pleasure to be here.
You know, these boys helped me an awful lot on my own records. They have records out all of their own, too, and I mean they're all great. And just to prove it, here are the Glazer Brothers with one of their latest Decca records, Sweet Lies.
I watched as he held her and kissed her goodnight.
Bum, 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 bum.
Heard every word as I stood out of sight.
Bum, 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 bum.
Just like a fool, everything she believed.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nothing but sweet lies she once told to me. Full-hearted boy, should I tell what I know?
Bum, 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 bum.
Just how she'll win love and then let it go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Too much in love and too far gone to see.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's only sweet life she once told to be. Once he starts falling, he won't want to stop. She'll build him a pile and then let him drop. Down with the others who never could see. Nothing but sweet lies she once told to me.
Hey there, Grand Turner. Now, why in the world don't you just step in here and give me a little hand with our next bit of information?
Well, I'll be glad to, Marty.
You know, neighbor, lately have you been missing this smoking pleasure you just naturally expect when you settle back and light up that old briar of yours?
Well, if you have, maybe you better look at what you've been putting in that pipe, because no pipe can smoke any better than the tobacco you load it with.
And Prince Albert just naturally smokes better than any other brand. It has to, friends, to be America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Yes, Prince Albert is always so fresh. It's crimp cut. It has just the flavor and taste a smoking man wants, because all the flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco is locked in for that special Prince Albert process. And if you're a making man, PA is just made for you. in an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes cool, mild, and mellow.
So, pipe smoker or making man, make sure you get the tops in smoking comfort and pleasure. Use Prince Albert. Find out why so many call it America's Joy Smoke.
Well, sir, it's dancing time right now with Tommy Jackson and his fiddle leading the way for Ben Smathers and all of the Stony Mountain Proggers with Gray Eagle.
Taking up the circle left turn around the
The sacred song that we've selected tonight is one of my favorites, and I hope that it's one of yours. At any rate, here it is, an evening prayer.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I now confess in thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. Oh, guide me, Savior, and my keeper be, dear Lord, dear. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive.
Thank you very much, friends. You know, we've got a lot of talent here tonight, and all of it is great. Not the least of all this is my good friend Chet Atkins, all set to play the Wildwood Flower. Thank you. Boy, I'm telling you, Chet, that was wonderful. Boy, the way you play the guitar makes me want to take this guitar of mine and bust in 1,000 pieces. But instead of doing that, I think I'll just put all of you in stitches by calling our next great entertainer, that bashful backward gal from Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! Excuse me. I'm just so proud to be here. Excuse me, I believe I did swallow a bug. A glass of water? No, just let him walk down. Well, sir, I'll tell you the truth now. This is no joke. I've had a busy day today. I've been up to the Rhone Mountain Rhododendron Festival. Yes, sir, right up on top of Rhone Mountain. That's the prettiest section of the country I've seen in my life. That mountain is way up there, and all that pretty country up there, and there's more people there than you ever seen, and the governor was there. The governor of the state of Tennessee. I'm so proud. I told him about my brother that plays a jew's harp. But the governor said something to me I didn't know how to take. I shook hands with him because I wanted to go back to grind a switch and tell everybody I shook hands with the governor. This is not no joke. This is true. And the governor said, Minnie Pearl, I believe you've gained a little weight. And I said, why, what are you talking about? I just lost 5 pounds. He said, well, turn around. I think I found it.
Yes, he did.
It embarrassed me. Oh, I didn't know what to say. I just stood there looking beautiful as usual. Well, anyway, I wanted to tell y'all I have recently been put back on the staff of the Grinder Switch Gazette. I had to get off of that because I don't go along with telling a lot of tales, you know.
No.
Gossiping, find out what folks do. You know, the folks at Grinder Switch, they don't read the newspaper to see who's doing what. They just read the paper to see if they got caught at it. But I'm on the Grinder Switch Gazette staff now, and yesterday I was there in the office. And there was a lady running in there, Ms. Lim Tippett, and she would come running in there, and she says, oh, I want to report the loss of my husband. I've lost my husband. I want to run an ad in the paper. I said, well, yes, ma'am, Ms. Tippett, we'll put it in the lost and found. I thought that'd be nice, you know, to put her husband in the lost and found. I wish I had a husband to put in the lost and found. Well, anyway, I said, write down a description of him, and I was watching her, and she put down, lost one husband. Description, tall, dark, handsome, wavy, black. I said, now, wait just a minute, Miss Tippett. I happen to know that your husband is fat and bald. She said, I know, but who'd want him back? Well, but anyway, I tell you now, Miss Austin Tugwell's young'un had an awful accident yesterday, too. You know I found out a lot of things since I've been working at the Gazette, you know. Ms. Austin Tucker was a little young'un, had an awful accident. You know these little glass eyes on a teddy bear, you know? Well, her little young'un swallowed one of them. Yes, sir. And sir, she grabbed that little young'un and took him down to old Doc Payne. And he took one of... She didn't tell Doc Payne what the child had swallowed, just said he'd swallowed some, you know? And that doctor took that long, long tube that they run down in the child's throat, you know, down into the stomach and looked down in there, and when the doctor seen that eye looking back at him, he said, you know, I've looked at a lot of these stomachs, but this is the first one I ever had look back at me. Well, oh, me. You don't have to be crazy to do what I'm doing, but it sure does help. You know, I find it a big help. Well, Uncle Nabob, he's been having trouble here lately. He went to old Doc Payne himself. Speaking of old Doc Payne, he went to him. He said, Doc, I've been having trouble with my hearing. I can't hear a thing. I'm just deaf. And old Doc Payne said, now, I'll tell you, Nabob, you're doing too much drinking of that corn squeezing. Says, if you don't quit your drinking, you're going to be plumb deaf. You can't hear a thing. Uncle Nabob said, well, now, I'll just keep on with my drinking. I like what I'm drinking better than what I'm hearing anyway. Bye now. See you next week.
Say, Minnie, got a little question for you here. How in the world do you tell a goose from a gander?
Tell a goose from a gander?
Yeah.
Land sakes, Marty, you know that. I don't try. I just turn them all loose together and let them figure it out for themselves.
Well, now, you know, Minnie, some smoking men select their tobacco that very same way. You know, they just sort of shop around. But if they really want the best, they ought to try Prince Albert. Prince Albert is always fresh. It's crimp cut. The flavor's there because that special PA process locks in all the natural goodness of the fine tobacco. PA is great for making men, too. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy and smokes cool, mellow, and mild. So, neighbor, if you've got any doubt about what brand to put in your pipe or making cigarette, if you aren't getting a satisfying, refreshing, comfortable smoke every time, you try Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, that's the test. The truth, Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Thank you, Randy. Well, so now it's time we heard from our guests once more. So here they are with another of their own records. She Loves the Love I Give Her, the Glazer Brothers.
Babaloo, 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 babaloo. I've got a house where the rich folks live. I've got a yacht on the river. But I've got a honey with warm brown eyes. She loves the love I give her. She loves the love I give her. Just to say, babaloo, 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 babaloo. I've got the price of a rabbit's fur to dangle around her shoulder. But I've got a honey with warm red lips. She loves the way I hold her. She loves the way I hold her. Just the same. Babaloo, babaloo, babaloo. She loves the love I give to her. She loves the way I hold her. I love the tender way she calls my name. So I don't need a house where the rich folks live. I don't need a yacht on the river. Cause I've got a honey with warm brown eyes. She loves the love I give her. She loves the love I give her just the same. She loves the love I give to her. She loves the way I hold her. I love the tender way she calls my name. So I don't need a house where the rich folks live. I don't need a yacht on the river. Cause I've got a honey with warm brown eyes. She loves the love I give her. She loves the love I give her. Just the same. Babaloo, 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 babaloo.
Goodness, I'm telling you. She loves the love I give her, but the Glazer Brothers. Thank you very much, boys, and thanks for being our guests tonight. Which brings us down now to the time when another of our featured performers sing for us, Grandpa Jones, with his great song, the one he recorded for Decca, Don't Bring Your Banjo Home, Son. Here he is, Grandpa Jones.
There he is.
My pappy owned our little farm, was happy as could be. Everything around the farm was in perfect harmony. Then one day the mailman came a-driving his old roan. He left a banjo that would bring much discord to our home. Pap run me off and yelled at me, don't bring that banjo home. Well, I picked and sang all day long till Pappy just went wild. He said of all his 16 kids, I was a problem child. Well, he grabbed a hickory and he run me off with not a mellow tone. He yelled, when you come a-sneaking back, don't bring that banjo home. Son, leave that thing in town. Boy, don't bring that banjo home. Well, I didn't know just what to do so I could pick and sing. I wanted to become a star more than anything. To get a job on the radio, I'd give anything I own. But Pap had made it very clear, don't bring that banjo home. Son, leave the five in town. Boy, don't bring that banjo home. One day, Pap got a note that saddened his old face. He said, hey, pay off the mortgage or we'll take that little place. Well, it made me glad, cause I was mad plumb down to the bone. Because he yelled at me that day, don't bring that banjo home. Son, leave that thing in town. Boy, don't bring that banjo home. But I got to thinking of Pap's old face and an idea struck me square. I'd put a show on in our barn and pick the banjo there. I advertised, the crowd came in and the money played the loan. Now when I go to town, Pap says, Son, bring that banjo home, boy. Don't leave that jewel in town, boy. Bring that banjo home.
How about that Grandpa Jones and that song? Ain't he a card?
It's really great, Marty. But now, before time slips completely away, you tell us a little about your future plans.
Well, now, in the very near future, Grant, like tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be over in Anderson, Indiana, at the Mockingbird Hill Park. And then beginning on the 1st of July until the 5th, we'll be in Portland, Oregon, for the Oregon Centennial. And out in Idaho and out in through New Mexico.
Sounds like a wonderful trip, Marty, and we wish you all kinds of success all in the world. Now, it's time for just one song. So, neighbor, our star, Marty Robbins, with the help of the Glazers, singing his latest Columbia record, Last Night About This Time.
You were in my arms last night about this time. Ooh. And the world belonged to me. 'Cause you were mine. For a moment I thought everything was fine. 'Cause the world was mine last night about this time. But it isn't in your plans that you should care. And the lips I kissed are lips I only share. And the kiss you gave was never really mine. Love walked in and out last night about this time.
Just as it always is about this time of the evening, time slips away and we have to go. But it's been real nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And you be sure and listen next week when Don Gibson's going to be the man driving the buckboard and Johnny Horton's going to be pulling it. Yes, sir. Johnny Horton's going to be Don Gibson's special guest next week. Until then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for listening and we'll be seeing you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equal for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.